All right, this gonna be about the NBA being rigged, man. You got the whole team, Durant team, LeBron, corny shit, picking out the biggest stars that's in the game and matching them up against each other, making these versus type of things. You got the Brooklyn Nets winning over the Lakers that night after they have no defense against nobody else. Yeah, we know Anthony Davis was out, but they showed up last night. But all that was fake bullshit to promote this NBA season because people seen how the Nets been playing. You know what I'm saying? I even think that Anthony Davis' injury is fake just to make shit look somewhat competitive. Because how crazy does it look for people to go crazy about Brooklyn's defense when we know for a fact one of the Lakers' top scorers is out? Like, who cares if they played a good defensive game? One good defensive game when a team is missing one of their top scorers? That's just bullshit to plug this Brooklyn Nets-Lakers finals. That's not going to happen, for one. For two, it's part in part with the All-Star game and everybody feel like it's going to be Nets in L.A. That's the consensus. But the trick of the trade is, just like the NFL, it's not going to happen. The Nets will get knocked off probably in the Eastern Conference Finals, if not the Eastern Conference Semifinals. Now, who they going to get knocked off by, I don't know. It could be Milwaukee. It could be Brooklyn. I mean, not Brooklyn. It could be Milwaukee. It could be Boston. Shit, it could even be the 76ers. But I think Boston or Milwaukee probably going to knock the Nets off because that first year thing, injuries and shit catch up to you. And just a simple fact that, I mean, like I said, injuries. One injury hurts the Nets' whole chances. Now, that could be on the bench, dude getting hurt. It could be one of the star players getting hurt. They don't really have enough depth spread out amongst that team to ride it all the way to a championship. And with the track record of the players that they have, KD and Kyrie, is like a 30 to 50% chance that one or two of them is going to be hurt in the playoffs. And James Harden always turned to a bitch when the playoffs start. So that's how their season is going to end. It's going to happen again. And I feel like they'll go to the finals next year. You know what I'm saying? But this year is just a good story that's going to end bad. I got the Lakers doing this shit again. But injuries also play a role with them. So I'm thinking this year, I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to call it, man, because Boston been winging at it for the longest. They love that coach. He's been there for the longest. He hasn't really had success as far as making it to a finals, but they've been chipping at the finals for years. Them and the Sixers, this is the year they get repaid for all them years they've been fucked up. So be on the lookout for 76ers and Boston. One of those two teams will be in the finals, and you heard it here first, man. Facts.